WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 7, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. We may know more today about the new owner of the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County. Brian Mayer Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the city is one of the partners of the power plant through its association with the Texas Municipal Power Association.
City Council voted unanimously last night to move forward with the sale of TMPA. Of course, we've got partners of Denton, Garland, Greenville, Texas that also voted last night to move forward.
Bayinski says it's more expensive to generate electricity at Gibbons Creek, which uses coal.
As part of the generation resource planning process, TMPA and the member cities issued an RFP in early spring to see if there was any interest in purchasing the generating facility. Bids were received, evaluated, negotiated. The four city councils decided to move forward.
Bayinski says the plant was a good investment and the sale will be a good thing for electric customers in Bryan. According to the TMPA website, the power plant employs more than 100 people. Renters living in an isolated and low-income College Station housing complex have been told to move out by October 3rd. The notice given to tenants in nearly 40 duplexes on Kane Road west of Holloman followed the property owner being notified by the city of more than 30 violations.
From excessive trash to some property maintenance issues, and we felt that those were items that needed to be addressed.
Community Services Director Debbie Eller says they became aware of problems following a police call on an unrelated matter that led to getting permission for an inspection involving four city departments.
We, along with the Community Enhancement Unit, the Fire Marshal's Office, other police personnel, and the Code Enforcement Division.
A spokesman for the property owner says the land is under contract to be sold. The representative of Jasper Construction says it was a business decision not to spend the money to resolve what the city told them were generic violations. Both the property owner and the city say they are assisting tenants with finding new housing, though both acknowledge that will be difficult due to the residents' low-income status. The College Station City Council takes up a couple of construction projects at today's meeting.
One is a street project spending $456,000 to rebuild Nimitz from Lincoln to Ash and replace utilities. The first of the city's new welcome signs along the freeway at University is $38,000 over budget. Saving some replacing air conditioning chillers at the police department will make up the difference. If approved, construction on both would be completed by next spring, weather permitting. The council will also take up improvements at 15 College Station parks, costing a combined $638,000. If approved and weather permitting, completion scheduled this winter. Tonight's meeting includes the only public hearing on next year's city budget and the second public hearing on next year's property tax rate. Final action by the council on both is set for September 22nd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Merry Christmas! Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
The Veterans Administration offers an aid and assistance pension as part of their benefit program for veterans and their surviving spouses who served during wartime. If the veteran or spouse require regular assistance with daily functions, then they might qualify for this benefit. This veteran benefit is often overlooked by many families of veterans who need monies to pay for home health. This benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation or the number of years a veteran served. A veteran who qualifies with a spouse may be eligible to receive up to $2,120 a month tax-free. The aid and assistance benefit is only one aspect of the VA's improved pension benefit program. You wore the uniform, you're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
7-Eleven, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We're looking at generally partly cloudy skies to clear skies at times during the night. Low temperature by early Thursday morning, around 75 degrees. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday, but again, some building clouds might release an isolated shower or storm during the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-90s, falling to 75 at night, mostly sunny and hot on Friday, and about 92 to 96. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. In the MLB, there wasn't much luck for Texas teams as the Astros were bested by the Indians and the Rangers fell to the Mariners. And in the NFL, I've got details on contract extensions for Drew Brees and the Saints and Emmanuel Sanders and the Broncos. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So just to bring up a couple things we're talking about in the last hour, caller, just to remind folks that we talked about how there were over 500 homicides, meaning every 11 hours and 43 minutes, there's somebody killed in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Shootings, on the other hand, were closer to like 3,000.
Wow.
3,000 wow. people. Okay. Mm. Yeah. So just
that's just astronomical.
Just so you know that that's where that is, and then one of the callers had talked about the high unemployment rate, and another caller mentioned something that is important is, let's say that you lose your job and then you have government benefits. Well, when those benefits run out, you're not counted as unemployed anymore. See, because mm-hmm. you're not receiving benefits.
Yep, so the number not, looks better, but
that's
it's
right.
not,
you're not
necessary.
You're not working. And so that, you know, and again, idle hands.
Mm-hmm.
Bad things can happen.
Indeed.
So there on those two pleasant things, here we go. And today's going to be the warmest day of the week, all right? After this, it starts to get less hot. So enjoy that. In the meantime, how many times do we hear, if you don't stop doing such and such, bad things are going to happen, right? I mean,
yeah.
they've tried to get us to stop smoking, quit drinking extra big drinks.
Stop tanning.
Fast food, don't tan, right? These things will happen. So now here's what they're going to do. They come out with a new study to try to put a better spin on it.
Ah, okay.
Getting a little healthier by getting a little more active can do more than improve your physical condition. It could fatten up your wallet as well.
Mm.
People who exercise at least a minimum recommended level can save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars per year in their health care costs. This is according to a study from the Journal of the American Heart Association. In the study, people with cardiovascular disease who exercise at the recommended levels, which would be 30 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity 5 times per week, or 25 minutes of vigorous exercise three times a week could, in fact, save $2,500 in their health care costs.
Wow.
So there.
Wow.
There's a reason to do that.
Definitely.
Yeah, I just don't see that working.
No, but they're trying
everything. I know, I know.
They're throwing everything on the wall to see what would stick.
Yeah.
And it may be that we're talking to somebody who's just paid that premium.
Yeah, true.
And going, oh, I could do that.
Again. And of course, you can go outside and run for free, but most of these people will probably spend that $2,500 on an overpriced gym membership.
There you are. Yeah. That's also true. There's a whole lot of ways you could do it here. But again, we get it. It's Texas.
Yeah.
It's hot.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, wait, let me wait till 9 o'clock to run at night because it's only 79 degrees
right then
as opposed to if I do it in the day. All right, so there. We got that going, but they're trying to say.
Get healthy, save money.
Yeah. It can happen if you do that. Have we talked about how everybody's got a camera? I mean, you know that, and they've got it right there, and if they whip it out to capture some stuff, sometimes they'll share it, which is fun, and sometimes they'll... Well, basically, just try to shame other people.
Yeah.
And thanks to the wonders of that, anybody who's got that smartphone with that phone in it can record any moment in time, share it with thousands of strangers online.
Immediately.
And if that video happens to invite public shaming of somebody's parenting skills, well, so much the better.
Oh, yeah.
Latest victims of this phenomenon are a yet-to-be-named couple from Sandusky, Ohio. They went out to eat last week at a buffet, and they brought their young baby, as opposed to an old baby, with them in a carrier. At one point during the meal, the parents got up to go to the buffet, leaving their infant child in the booth. They returned about 4 minutes later and continued eating. The sight of the child alone spurred a man in a neighboring booth to get out his cell phone and videotape the child until the parents returned. Posted the footage on Facebook, got 4 million views, and now we have a police investigation. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of creepy of the dude, really, to take a video of a random child in a restaurant. But also, you know, I'm kind of torn because I get it. You probably shouldn't leave your infant alone for that long. But at the same time, mind your own business, you know?
The video shows the infant was quiet, showed no signs of distress. Even the police chief in charge of the investigation said, quote, "Can we say that because the parent walked out of the screenshot of this video and left the child unattended in the booth, that there was a significant risk of injury to the child? I'm not sure that we can."
Yeah. I mean, what if they were close enough the whole time to still have eyes on their child?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And I was listening to, I heard this story the other day on one of our sister stations, and they were discussing it as well. And they even mentioned, and I'm not sure if the story you have in front of you, Scott, mentions it, but the child was, you know, in a car seat of some sort and was, you know, definitely restrained in the proper way. And accidents do happen, but I just, and maybe if you're that upset by it, go over to the parents and say, "Hey, it kind of bothered me that you left your kid." Now, they may get defensive and be mad at you, but I don't see how posting it to the internet for 4 million people to weigh in on their parenting skills is doing anything.
Oh, yeah. Makes people feel like a hero. That's why.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And again, if you care enough.
Right.
Then you go over.
Confront them.
Yeah. Do that or stand by the child or whatever. When they come back, then you say something to them.
Don't be an iPhone commando, you know?
Well, but again, it's, and I guess that's the way some people just want to do things.
Yeah.
All right. 719.
And then I wonder, that guy who was videotaping, let's say something, you know, someone came over, a stranger, and started messing with the child, or he could tell the child was in distress, he probably would have just sat there and kept videotaping it. He wouldn't have actually done anything.
Let me capture this. That way I've got video.
My video's even cooler. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Here's the story of the California woman whose face had been taped to the donation jars asking for donations to pay for her funeral.
Wow.
Lupita Gomez says a family member happened to notice one of the jars that had a picture that had been taken from her Facebook profile. Along with the picture, the jars had a story about how this woman, not using her real name, not using this woman's name, Lupitas, had died, and their family needed money to get the remains back to Mexico. Of course, Lupita, for her part, had no idea who made the jars, but there, you got somebody scamming folks out of money for a fake funeral. Hey, hey, how are we feeling about everybody today?
That's one way to make money, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so. So just want to let you know that we got that going on. Oh, and then there's this. The Earth almost died on Wednesday.
Of course it did.
You didn't hear about it, did you? There's so many things. We've got a presidential race going on. We've got the president over in Laos. We've got so many other things that are happening. We didn't even know that we almost got wiped off the face of the Earth.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
An asteroid that was hurtling toward us. Yesterday, the asteroid did its what's called near-Earth pass. Yeah. Right. And again, in space, numbers are pretty spectacular. It was 7 million miles away, but that's supposed to be considered
close.
A near miss.
That's still
near
pretty,
miss.
I mean, yeah, in terms of space, the relativity of space, yeah, that's pretty close,
we could
actually
feel the breeze as it went
oh,
by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what that was.
That's it, exactly. Unfortunately, there's another one that's on the way as well. It's called QL44.
Mm.
So just remember, on September the 8th, we told you about it.
Yep.
It's QL44.
Don't act all surprised.
No, that's right. NASA is even more concerned over this. This one's 200 feet long. It will whiz past Earth at a speed of 31,000 miles an hour. And it's coming up on the 17th, so that's Saturday week.
All right.
Where's Bruce Willis when you need him?
Well, hey, he's around. He's available. We can get a rocket together.
Yeah.
But NASA's been keeping a very close eye on this one. Because
I would hope so.
Yeah. It has a highly uncertain orbit.
Ooh.
Didn't know
uncertain orbit.
I don't know what that's mean. I mean,
the path.
It wiggles. It won't stay in its own lane.
It's a squirmer.
What's it orbiting, too? It's got to be orbiting something, right?
Well, I don't know. It's QL, again, 44 has been coded as a 9 on NASA's scale, which means that scientists are the least certain about its flight path.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
I feel safe now.
So, I mean, if we don't know the flight path, is it texting while it's coming here? That's it?
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, maybe it's unstable in orbit because whoever's driving it is texting while orbiting.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of. That could be the case. Don't come near College Station. Hello.
Just send QL1 after QL44.
Okay. Whoever that is. Oh, jeez. I mean, well, can't NASA let us know ahead of time? I mean, think about all the things that you've planned after September the 17th.
They're keeping an eye on it, all Scott. Right.
Also, isn't there something they can do? Didn't they just launch a satellite into one
of
those?
Well, no. Remember, we found out it got stuck there.
Yeah.
Mr. Downs came in and explained that to us, that it got stuck there, and it had a solar battery, and because it was in a crater, the sun was not able to get to its little solar battery, so it was over there going, "Help me!" And we couldn't hear it.
It was wedged in a crack.
It was, so that's why that
a shadowy
that
hole.
Well, and you know, I mean, they make a big deal about the Russian jet that came within 10 feet of the U.S. Navy plane yesterday. So it would seem to us that we should maybe keep up on those things.
Yeah,
maybe they just put a website up and just let us know, and we can all be scared individually.
Yeah, I mean, they have websites of, like, watch the pandas be born. I'm pretty sure they could have one of this.
Just
yeah.
List the asteroids that may give us, our last day on Earth. Again, it's September 17th, so circle that on your calendar, you know, make your plans accordingly.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Well, we think we're pretty lucky. Maybe this summer's over. We had some blazing days, that's for sure, and maybe we'll get some cool weather and it'll be nice. But no matter what the weather is outside, you want to keep it outside, and windows have a big part of that, because if your windows aren't energy efficient, then you're going to see it in your utility bills. And that's exactly what Intercon does, is they help you have energy efficient windows. Could be repairing the windows that you have there, could be replacing them with new windows. You may know the windows that you're having a problem with, and you might not. No matter what the circumstance, let the folks from Intercon come out, evaluate the situation, and then they'll give you an estimate and leave you alone. Never any high-pressure tactics, because Intercon, home-owned company, they know they have a good product at a fair price. It's installed by local folks who live here just like we do, and they can deliver energy efficiency for you. So there's no reason to use high-pressure tactics that a lot of people use in this business. So if you're looking for efficiency in windows, don't forget they also have solar screens that can help you there too. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. 726, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. It's probably the warmest day for the rest of the week, about 94 for a high temperature today. Then it'll continue to go down, and part of that will have to do with the cloud cover, because we do have a shot at some showers. As far as the percentages go, got 20% for tomorrow, but 40% on Saturday and Sunday. And low temperatures then will probably be around 72 or 73, and the highs probably won't make 90. Right now, we do have overcast skies, and it's 77 out there.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
After the Obama regime paid Iran a $400 million cash ransom for the release of American prisoners, there was a second payment. This week we learned an additional $1.3 billion was paid to Iran, also in cash, but not in American dollars. Like the first ransom payment, it was converted into euros and other currencies by Swiss and Dutch central banks. So in other words, it was laundered and flown to Iran in secret and transferred to an Iranian cargo plane. Now, the regime has given its partner Iran everything they wanted. The nuke deal Obama negotiated allows Iran to build nuclear weapons after Obama leaves office. There were secret side deals allowing Iran to upgrade their nuclear technology as well. So Iran got $1.5 billion in cash. We, on the other hand, got our own people back, American prisoners, after we paid the ransom. In January, Iran held members of the U.S. Navy hostage at gunpoint, forced them to reveal their capabilities of their ship. Iran violated international law by releasing film of the hostages while captive. Just this week, seven Iranian attack boats swarmed and harassed a U.S. ship on patrol in the Persian Gulf, forcing it to retreat. Russia, China, Iran, world leaders everywhere are disrespecting us. It's the price of weakness. And let me tell you, it's not who we are. Americans have had their fill of it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in 2016. To America's millennials, I say this. By not standing up and voting two-party corruption out of office years ago, people my age have made a real mess of things for people your age. Now, we may never agree on all the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Both parties have blown it. A vote for Clinton or Trump ensures us four more years of increasingly horrible things. Since two-party Washington has stopped representing us, let's stop electing them. As your president, I'll put your priorities before my own. I won't relent. I won't sell out, and I'll never lose sight of any commitment I make to you. Give me your vote one time, and I'll prove it to you. You in?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, real estate preferred living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. After the College Station Code Enforcement Office found more than 30 violations at a housing complex occupied by low-income residents, the property owner notified those living in 38 duplexes they have to be out by October 3rd. A representative of the property owner on a gravel stretch of Kane Road west of Holloman, Jasper Construction, says it's a business decision. He says there is a pending sale of the land and they don't want to spend the money to resolve what he said was the city's generic list of violations that were almost all related to trash or the appearance of the area. He said none of the homes were in danger of collapsing. Community Services Director Debbie Eller says the violations followed a police call on an unrelated matter.
When they arrived at the property, they noticed some issues that they felt needed to be addressed by our community enhancement unit and code enforcement.
That led to an inspection that also involved a city building official and fire marshal.
From excessive trash to some property maintenance issues, broken windows, things like that. I don't have it at my fingertips, but I believe every unit had an issue.
Eller says the tenants are not being evicted.
What we found in talking to several of the residents out there is they are on month-to-month leases. So that property owner is within their right to give a 30-day move-out notice at any point in time.
Eller and the property owner say they are assisting residents with housing options. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes spending $700,000 on city parks and pools.
A construction contract would spend $638,000 at 15 parks for new playground equipment, other improvements, and repairs. The most money is $87,000 for Wood Creek Park, followed by $79,000 at Lion Park and $61,000 at George K. Fitch. Between $40,000 and $54,000 will be spent at Oaks, Miller, Edelweiss, Central Park, and Lincoln Recreation Center. Between $14,000 and $33,000 will be spent at Sandstone, Thomas, Castlegate, Castle Rock, University, Steeplechase, and Southern Oaks. Once approved, work will start immediately and is scheduled for completion this winter, weather permitting. Also on the agenda is replacing the tree stump slide at Anderson Lagoon Pool with a treehouse slide that costs $77,000. Tonight's meeting also includes a second public hearing on next year's property tax rate and the only public hearing on next year's city budget. Final action on both is scheduled for the council's September 22nd meeting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you live in the College Station neighborhood around the intersection of Munson and Francis, the water's going to be turned off in about an hour. Water Services says the day-long outage is to repair a leaking valve. The city also advises the outage area could expand if shutoff valves don't hold. Maps of the affected area can be seen on WTAW's Twitter and Facebook pages. City councils in Bryan and three other cities that are members of the Texas Municipal Power Association have agreed to sell the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County. Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs would not identify the buyer or the future use of the property since the TMPA board has not taken final action.
It will be good for Grimes County. It'd be good for employment opportunities and, again, good for the ratepayers. So this is a win-win for the four member cities, TMPA, and the purchaser.
Byinski was asked whether the power plant lost money.
Well, you've got good years and you've got bad years, and so overall, was it a good proposition, an investment for the ratepayers? It was, and after it's all said and done and everything is sold, it will be a good thing for the ratepayers and citizens of Bryan.
According to the TMPA website, the power plant employs more than 100. The pending sale, which includes the plant and substations and transmission lines in Grimes, Brazos, and Robertson counties, will be considered today during a TMPA board meeting at the power plant offices near Carlos. There's 3 weeks left for Congress to do business before the November election. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he does not want next year's budget to be decided in the lame duck session after the election.
You know, I don't mind having, you know, lesser important pieces of legislation, but in particular, I don't want any funding bill to wind up in the lame duck. And the way that would work is that sometime this month we'll pass a funding bill to fund the government starting October the 1st. Well, that should go on into, I mean, in a perfect world, it'd go all the way to next September 30th. If that fails, then I just want it to wind up in the February-March time frame and not in the lame duck session.
Flores says Republicans are also trying to deal with the White House and Pentagon leadership over future defense funding. After 2 years of drilling, Houston's Apache may have struck big in West Texas. The Houston driller believes it may be sitting on 3 billion barrels of oil and 75 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in an area it calls Alpine High. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Having lived in Bryan College Station for over 45 years, I have watched the community grow and know that it is an exciting and challenging time in the real estate market. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, I have the tools, knowledge, and experience to guide you through the selling or buying process. I'm Chandler Arden. I've been here. I'll be here. I work where you live. 979-575-4019.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We're looking at generally partly cloudy skies to clear skies at times during the night. Low temperature by early Thursday morning around 75 degrees. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday, but again, some building clouds might release an isolated shower or storm during the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-90s, falling to 75 at night, mostly sunny and hot on Friday, and about 92 to 96. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report. Also, it was a double loss for our Texas Major League Baseball teams, with the Astros losing to Cleveland and the Rangers falling to Seattle. And in the NFL, Ezekiel Elliott will start at running back for the Cowboys season opener. That's the first time that's happened, so the first time a rookie has done so for the team since 1993. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, wait, there's no consensus as to who's going to win Super Bowl LI.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a cool tidbit I did see the other day was, I think 1997 was the last time that opening weekend did not feature Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there. You got that happening. Now, what we the soccer lady had.
Oh, yeah. Megan Rapinoe.
Four people. Is that right? Four more people. Not stand up for the national.
No, well, what? So get whatever. This. Okay. So after she knelt during stance against, kind of going with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
At her last game, well, last night or maybe two nights ago, they played in Washington D.C. against the Spirit is the name of the D.C. team, and the owner of the D.C. team chose to play the national anthem while the teams were still in the locker room, so she couldn't kneel down.
Oh,
she couldn't. She wasn't even out on the field.
Okay.
And there's been some pretty bad backlash from her and others who support her that he would do that, that he would play it purposely while she was still in the locker room.
John Tortorella, who is the head coach of the United States hockey team,
mm-hmm.
has said the World Cup of Hockey tournament's going on. He said if any of his players don't stand during the national anthem, you're not going to play them.
Yeah, they're getting benched.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is okay. Now, then we have a different situation coming up this Sunday, because this Sunday is September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And those players can do anything they want, but if you're sitting down to the national anthem on September 11th, it means something different than any other day of the year.
Yeah, sure. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We'll see how all that plays out.
Well, you know, it's whenever you don't stand up for the national anthem or you don't, say the pledge or something like that, you're not pointing out what's wrong with the country, because the flag represents all of the country, good and bad. You're completely disrespecting the entire country when you do it. That kind of is what it seems like to me. And yes, in America, you have the right to do that. But we also, anybody else has the right to say that they don't like that you're doing that.
Certainly.
Yeah, and I kind of feel, professional athletes and celebrities, they have such a wider stance and a more way to, get their word out and get their message. Go to social media, do whatever you want, talk about whatever you want. But this kind of stance, just, it rubs me the wrong way.
Let's put it this way. If all Muslims are not responsible for terrorism, all Americans aren't responsible for racism.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
How about that?
Yeah. Hey, so you had that story this morning about maybe we found a ton more oil and gas.
Yeah. 3 billion barrels of oil. They're thinking. That's one of those, like, well, maybe.
Yep.
We'll see. And then 75 trillion cubic feet of natural gas.
Man.
Out in West Texas. So, Houston's Apache. I'd never heard of that company.
Yeah. Apache. Well, again, they can be doing really, really well. Now, they're fairly big. They can do fairly well, and you don't necessarily notice them. But they're doing all right.
They say they believe they might be sitting on it.
What they're talking about, this is an area out in Reeves County, which is near Fort Stockton.
Okay.
Way out there.
Mm-hmm.
And way, way out in West Texas. But the deal is, the company began drilling in the area, and they say that the early wells, which produce more natural gas than oil, are capable of providing at least a 30% profit margin based on today's prices.
Wow.
Yeah, so that would be nice.
In the meantime, I think the national average of gas went down 4 cents this week.
Well, I know gas, natural gas is at $2.68, I think.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal, though. You take that and you combine it with the fact that just, I think, yesterday, the controller said that we're going to be $2 billion short for the budget. You know, they've got enough in the current budget.
Right.
But when the legislature gets back in session in Austin in January, they got a $2 billion hole they got to fill up. So we'll see how that plays. So this may be some good news there, that there's opportunity really for natural gas with oil prices the way that they are right now. I don't know that the big find is going to mean something, but, you know, you can leave it in the ground till you got to pick it out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I know. Now, for news you really care about, we now have a new most interesting man in the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Augustin Legrand is his name. He's a French actor. They just put out a little promotional 30-second video of him, like, cracking a coconut open with his bare hands and running down some alley in some European or Middle Eastern city and apparently doing all those things that the old guy couldn't do because he was an old guy.
Right.
He was like 75 years old.
I'm not sure how I feel about this, because you can't have two most interesting men in the world. It's either most interesting
but
or not.
But he left. He went on a rocket ship. Don't you remember?
Oh, that's right.
So he's
did.
Not here anymore.
He's not on the in the world anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
so
it.
There you go.
So a French actor is going to be the face of Dos Equis?
Yep, I know. How's that work? All right, the website TickIQ says that prices for football tickets that you buy and then are resold by fans, when the school doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Notre Dame is number one. Apparently, they topped the poll for three of the last 4 years. They're the most expensive ticket, and then number two would be at $332. $332.
Wow.
This is college football ticket prices on the resale market.
You know, and what's interesting, too, and I just thought of this, and I'm not sure, where is Notre Dame located again?
They're in South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend, mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't know what the cost of living is up there. But, you know, when you buy a ticket to a Texas A&M game, you know, College Station, you know, compared to bigger cities, you're going to eat a little cheaper. You're
sure.
going to stay a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saving money in that sense, I guess, if you're traveling and staying. But some of these places, you know, you're buying tickets to a game and you have to think about how much it's going to cost just to stay in that city for the weekend.
Right, right, right. And so, again, these are the prices are for tickets you'd buy which are resold by fans. Okay, not for what the school sells them.
Gotcha.
For. Number one, Notre Dame, $332. Number two, Georgia, $235. Number three, Texas A&M.
Whoop.
$201.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. Then comes Tennessee, Ohio State, Baylor.
Baylor, really?
$184. Texas is in it. Well, Texas was in at $143. It may change now, but... But still, so
yeah.
It's Notre Dame, Georgia, and Texas A&M.
Well,
in the resale market.
In Texas A&M, you're the one Texas school in the SEC.
Sure.
So you've got a lot of fans that, you know, want to come in just to see other SEC teams play.
Yeah.
And the stadium. I mean, that really is, I think, a driving factor for some fans.
Yep.
And it will be for a couple more years until it's not as brand new and shiny.
Yeah,
but
it's an experience.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Now, this weekend, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But this may be your opportunity if you want to see the stadium and see A&M. Well, both schools are A&M, but you'll see Texas A&M score a lot of points. Then this would be your weekend to go ahead and do that.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
There you go, 7:48.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Children learn to do what they're taught, not what they're told. And that's why it's so important that parents say what they mean and mean what they say. As cliche as that bit of advice may sound, the proof is all around us that consistency is the best method for shaping behavior. Believe it or not, Homeland Security is a great example of this. I spend a lot of time in airports, and I can tell you, they mean what they say. The officers at the security checkpoints usually don't have to remind you to take off your belt and your shoes or to remove your laptop from its bag. You do it automatically because you know it's expected. And if you don't comply, you won't get on the plane, period. In contrast, many airlines have taught you that they don't mean what they say. They have signs everywhere telling you your bags can only be so tall and so wide. Yet the guy in front of you always seems to be lugging a bag the size of a steamer trunk down the jetway. And because the airline doesn't consistently enforce their own expectations, we don't take them very seriously. The same principles apply in parenting. If you're inconsistent, your children will take advantage of your waffling and try to move the boundaries wherever they want them to be. But if you enforce your household rules with consistency, the boundaries will be clear, and your kids will be much more likely to behave the way you expect. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1313. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1313.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. As the Aggs prepare to take on Prairie View A&M this weekend, here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
20th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is hard at work following last Saturday's 31-24 overtime win over UCLA. The Aggies used 5 different players to rush for 209 yards in that win. Coach Kevin Sumlin accredits it to a strong running back core.
You know, our guys, I told you before, we've got depth. There, we had 2 other guys that didn't play. We had, James White only had 2 carries. I thought, it'll be a little bit like that. You know, I've talked to James yesterday. He's had a great camp, but the way those other 2 guys were playing Saturday, it was hard to take them off the field. So it's more of a hot hand situation.
Freshman Travion Williams led the way with 15 carries for 94 yards, and transfer Keith Ford ran the ball 14 times for 70 yards and a touchdown. Now, Coach Sumlin was also asked about the early win over UCLA and what it means for his team this season.
I haven't put any stock in this, but don't get me wrong. That's a good football team we played. So, you know, we've opened with 4 out of 5 years here with top 20 teams. And because of that, you know, the schedule, if we've learned anything, we don't take that for granted. We don't take winning for granted. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, we got another game this week.
Another game this week will be against Prairie View A&M. Kickoff against the Panthers is Saturday at 11 a.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Major League Baseball,
driven to left field and deep. Back is to Shields. He looks up. It's over his head. It is gone. A solo home run, Adam Lind, his second of the ball game. He's 2 for 2 with 2 blasts.
Adam Lind hit the 4th grand slam of his career as part of Seattle's 5-run first inning, added a solo home run in his next at-bat, and led the Mariners to an 8-3 victory over the Texas Rangers last night. Lind's 19th and 20th homers of the season helped Seattle jump to an 8-0 lead at Safeco Field. The Rangers look to split the series with the Mariners tonight in Seattle at 9:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, joined in progress after the Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos. Meanwhile, in Cleveland,
lifted high in the air, deep left field. This one's bleacher bound for Napoli. Home run! Way up in the bleachers. The Tribe is back in front.
Carlos Carrasco overcame a home run and an apparent bug in his eye to pitch into the 8th inning, and the Cleveland Indians defeated the Houston Astros 6-5 last night. Carrasco allowed Colby Rasmus's 2-run homer in the 4th, one batter after the game was stopped briefly when one of the bugs appeared to get in his eye. Mike Napoli's 2-run homer off Doug Fister gave Cleveland a 4-3 lead in the 5th inning at Progressive Field. The Astros take on the Indians today in Cleveland at 11:10 p.m. In high school football, quarterback for the College Station Cougars, Ty Brock, said Tuesday's surgery to repair a broken fibula in his left leg was successful. Brock didn't set a date for his return, but hopes to play again before the end of his senior season. In the NFL, Ezekiel Elliott is set to do something Hall of Famers Tony Dorsett and Emmitt Smith didn't by starting the opener as a rookie running back for the Cowboys Sunday against the New York Giants. The last Dallas running back with that distinction was Derek Lassick in 1993. Meanwhile, Saints quarterback Drew Brees has agreed to a new contract that keeps him in New Orleans through 2017 and includes 3 voidable years. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press it guarantees the record-setting QB $44.3 million over the next 2 years. The contract includes a $30 million bonus that can be prorated over that period, significantly reducing Brees' cap hit on the team from $30 million to around $17 million for this season. Also in the NFL, Broncos receiver Emmanuel Sanders has accepted a 3-year, $33 million contract extension on the eve of the season opener. Sanders has posted back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in Denver, amassing 2,529 yards and 15 touchdowns on 177 catches and earning consecutive Pro Bowl honors. The Broncos take on the Panthers tonight at 7, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Good morning, about a minute till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Priceline, we know it, right?
Yeah.
William Shatner.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaylee Cuoco.
And Kaylee Cuoco, right, play his daughter. So when they started, their catch line was name your own price, if you'll recall.
Mm-hmm.
Priceline.com is no longer letting travelers name their own price for airline tickets, a feature that basically kicked off the whole online travel pioneers business. Very quietly, on September the 1st, they removed the online auction item that you could do for airfares. Mm. Now, you can still do it for car rentals, still do it for hotel rooms, but the airlines, not so much. The feature's demise actually happened. They started in the late 1990s. It really happened when the dot-com bubble burst, and they had to kind of get back down to earth and become a travel agent, which is